Welcome back to The Price of Business. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Got a lot to talk about here as we continue our program. I've got Terry McBurney on. He's with a company here in the Houston area called Republic Payment Systems, and you can learn more about them at republicpayment.com. And Terry, glad to have you on the program. Before we get started, kind of give us your elevator speech. What exactly do you guys do?
Thank you, Kevin. We do a multifaceted thing for small businesses. We focus around the restaurant industry, but first and foremost, we are a merchant services company. As you said, based in the Woodlands. We also offer short-term loans and financing, commercial real estate services, and of course, consulting, all around small businesses and the restaurant sector.
Okay, very cool. And what percentage of your business is restaurant-oriented?
Probably 80, 88%.
Then the rest is like cousins, college buddies, whatever that happened to be in any business, but they wanted you because they trust you, or?
I never do business with college buddies. mostly small businesses.
We just never forget what happened at those frat parties.
Retail sector, small businesses, the mom and pops.
Okay. And you're open to doing that, but your primary deal is the restaurants.
It's what we know. I also serve on the board for the Montgomery County Restaurant Association, so everything really evolves around restaurants. We have a great affiliation with Sysco Foods. So as you can tell, we're really delved into the restaurant sector.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is unique about the restaurant business that it's been helpful for you to specialize in that area, both for you and for the restaurants?
Well, one thing that we've learned is, of course, as we all know, restaurants are probably the number one sector of business types that fail.
Yes.
And there's, as I like to put into it, there's five different categories, and everybody has their own way of looking at it. There's five different reasons, I believe, in my opinion, as to why restaurants or small businesses fail. And I'll kind of walk through those. The first, of course, is I believe most restaurateurs, when they're starting small businesses, there's no roadmap to success. Most don't write a business plan. They have no understanding of financial projections or performas, and they're more often than not undercapitalized. And even with those items in place, many businesses experience longevity issues due to what I call the 25-25 rule. In most cases, even after you complete your financial projections, I say add 25% to your startup and operation cost, but reduce your income projections by 25%.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of optimism out there when
absolutely.
You start these. And what happens is that they're pretty much driven, more than any other vocation, they're driven by their passion for food, mm-hmm. you know, and particularly the type of food they create more than any business objective. That's been my experience.
I agree with you 100%. You know, fudging the numbers in the business plan can be as disastrous as not having a business plan.
Correct.
Another point I like to point out in a consultative manner is choosing the right business partners and the correct legal structure. Many business owners choose to do business with family members or friends, which in most cases is an emotional nightmare. In turn, it makes it difficult to ask the hard questions. Most people don't want to ask the hard questions because they don't want to know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
They simply get caught up in doing the deal. In these circumstances, most individuals shy away from the type of question that could cause problems or conflicts, which, of course, causes problems and conflicts.
Sure, absolutely. No question about it.
And you also want to make sure that you have your accounting and your legal representation in play as well.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the history of the company. How long have you been doing this?
Republic Payment Systems was forged out of my idea as a small business owner 7 or 8 years ago. I wrote a business plan, and part of it was credit card processing. I saw that aspect and decided I wanted to make a difference. We are the absolute antithesis of the credit card processing industry. We're not a telemarketing company. We're not a bank. We're small business owners that understand the restaurant industry. We understand the bottom line. We understand front of the house, back of the house. So we can speak their language in an intelligent manner. Hopefully we can make a difference.
Yeah. And how many restaurants do you currently work with?
We work with almost 1,000 restaurants nationwide.
Wow. Your personal office does?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how many of those are in the Houston market?
Probably 400 in the Southeast Texas market.
Wow, that's impressive. So you probably represent more restaurants than any other credit card swiper out there, maybe?
Well, I wouldn't say that.
In
this market, we're one of the largest, but you got to understand there's a lot of banks that have their own credit card processing aspect. But what a lot of people don't understand is banks are not processors. They use the same companies that we do.
Right.
We're just a smaller company. We can offer a better rate. We do simple things like no contracts, month-to-month agreements. As long as we say and do what we say we're going to do, customers never leave us.
Yeah, and of course, restaurants are going to jump all over that. Month-to-month? Yeah. How about week-to-week and let how things are going? So yeah, they're going to jump all over that because it is a really tough, volatile kind of situation, becoming even more so in the last few years.
Absolutely. You know, and that speaks to another issue that we like to, one of the 5 points I was going to bring up is a lot of small business owners fail to create a positive culture. And what I mean by that is think about Chick-fil-A. When you walk into a Chick-fil-A, what is the first thing they do? They're smiling. They're greeting you. They're giving you a sense of welcome. And we've all heard the adage that customers come first. But I believe if you create a culture of positive action, your employees will last longer and in return relay their positive actions to your customers.
Yep.
Happy employees make happy customers.
No question about it. And I tell you, you know, what's really interesting is that when I look around the restaurant industry, it seems to be such a stark contrast between terrible on the one extreme or really, really good. Chick-fil-A, one of the best. Mm. Whataburger, one of the best.
Right.
Even Taco Bell's remarkably good, which surprises me because they're a national chain, but they're remarkably good. And then there's just a plethora that I'm going to be kind enough not to name because they would fall in the opposite extreme.
Right.
But there's some of them I simply will avoid because I know how they're going to treat me there.
Well, it starts with your employees. I'm a firm believer that in our organization, we hire happy, positive individuals. And as Jim Collins outlined in his book, Good to Great, you get the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and the right people in the right seats. And that speaks volume to successful companies.
Yep. So tell me a little bit how you ended up falling into the restaurant sphere. Why restaurants?
It really evolved. Years ago, I was the VP of sales for restaurant.com and created great relationships through Sysco Foods. And one thing led to another through writing different business plans, and it evolved around restaurants. And so things happen for a reason. There's a purpose in place for everyone on this planet. And I just believe that working with Sysco and us learning the restaurant sector, I'm an investor in restaurants as well. It helped me really create my vision as to what I wanted to see in a company. And also create a great business model for myself and my four daughters.
Awesome. There you go. Terry McBurney. He's a principal with a company called Republic Payment Systems. And the website for them is republicpayment.com, republicpayment.com. How long have you been doing this?
Been doing this for about 8 or 9 years now.
8 or 9 years. It's a career.
It is a career. And I'll say this in closing, you know, we all work very hard in every aspect of life, and we spend 40 or 50 years achieving success. So, you know, why should our kids have to start at the bottom and go through the same processes that we do?
Right.
Teach them the importance of business, and hopefully they can start where we leave off.
There you go. With that, Terry, why don't you do a shout-out to that lovely young lady you brought with you.
Hi, Paige. How are you? Fantastic.
The lovely Miss Paige, 10 years old and going on 30, from what I can tell, with poise and maturity. Thanks for being with us, Paige. Glad to have you. That was very nice. All right, glad to have you. Republic Payment System. That's Republic Payment Systems. Very good, Kevin. I'm going to get my tongue bobbed after the show. Check them out at republicpayment.com. Terry, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have much more for you. We want to remind you the best content here shows up over there at usdailyreview.com, and you're listening to The Price of Business.